Tom and I on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last Saturday looked an awful lot like the first game of the year, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. For both teams, Schulze, there was a lot of mistakes. It was a little ragged at times, but again, it was nice to come out with a win.
Even with all the experience that you've got, there's no way around the first game of the year, is there?
No, there isn't. And again, it's the first time you're in a situation where there's a lot of resistance, there's a lot of pressure. It's tight out there. You got to make plays in tight areas. There's physicality, and you just can't simulate, those types of things in practice.
Aside from turnovers, where do you need to be better today?
Oh, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, obviously our puck management was one thing, but we also got to play with a little more pace and a little more speed. And I didn't think we did that as much as we'd like to against Duluth. So, hopefully those things will all take shape. And I think once you move your feet a little more and you play with a little more speed, I think it all takes care of itself.
Is the film session from game one maybe the most impactful, the most effective film session that there is, especially for young guys, even if they weren't in the lineup?
I think so. It's either new or it's a great reminder. And there's no question we're repetitive during the year because a lot of the same things obviously go wrong. But you hope it resonates right now, early on especially. Our guys realize, too, that they can do better, and they can play better, they can do better, and they want to do better.
As the season progresses, you guys show a lot more clips from NHL games to your guys. Two-part question. Number one, early on, I'm assuming you're showing more of you guys just because you're so focused on your process. But number two, has the NHL game and the college game ever been this similar, for lack of a better term?
I don't know. It's a tough question for me to answer because I think, we've watched so much more over the course of the last 10 years just because it's so easy with social media and just getting clips. You see clips every night that you never saw before, Schulze. So I think it's probably, whether it's more similar now than it was 20 years ago, I think the access to the National Hockey League clips, they're right there for us right now.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. On Big Ice tonight, Tom, how important is, a practice here, a pregame skate here, compared to a quote-unquote regular trip?
I think it's important, Schulze, just because, again, it is different. A regulation 200 by 85 might have different corners, but it's not that big a deal. And I think as a coach, you probably are a little more cognizant of the Big Ice maybe than, versus the players. But I think it's very important.
We didn't see a ton of special teams play last week. What you saw of it, what you like, what you didn't like?
Oh, our penalty kill, there was some things that were pretty good. We got to get better up ice, though. We got to force, we got to force our opponent, to drop pass a little earlier. We had to force the drop earlier. I thought we allowed, too much speed. We allowed them to get through the neutral zone. We let them get to the red line with speed. And then once they drop it, it was really hard for us to re-gap. So just the timing mechanism, I think, of the penalty kill up ice is important. And not only talking about it, showing guys clips on the game. And we actually showed some NHL clips on the PK, on the drop pass, the Carolina Hurricanes last year. So that's important. And the power play, who knows, Schulze? We only had one power play the other night, but hopefully we'll get a few more tonight.
What is the biggest difference killing penalties on Big Ice?
Well, I don't know if there's that much difference, but you can't get extended. You can't get extended north, and you can't get extended east-west. And if you get extended east-west, you're just giving up a lot of space. And sometimes you can get lost out there. So being tight is probably better than anything else just because, again, if you play tight and you play inside the dots, you're not going to get lost.
Conversely, on the power play, how can you use time and space to your advantage on the power play?
Well, you got to widen out. You got to back up. You just got to take advantage of the ice that's behind you. And if you don't like what you see, you can possess it a lot more.
I didn't realize this until I had looked at the box score this week. Jackson Jutting was listed for 40 of your 67 faceoffs last week. Is that sustainable, number one?
I didn't even know that myself, Schulze. I didn't even know that. But I suppose when he's on the power play, granted, we only had one power play, but we had four penalty kills. He goes out for the first penalty kill, so there's a tap. Holy moly, I didn't even realize that. I'm talking to myself and thinking about this right now, but that's Owen Sillinger-type numbers.
That might even surpass Owen Sillinger numbers from his senior year. From a lineup perspective, you obviously go into tonight with a plan. Do you go into this weekend, week two, you know, first full weekend of games, with a plan for the weekend, or does tomorrow kind of figure itself out after tonight?
A little bit. We've got a little bit of a plan tomorrow, but we'll have a better plan after the game tonight, Schultz. We just got to see how things shake out.
How nice is it to see Matias Scholl back out there after, and I'm not going to lie to you, that looked like a bad groin strain last week in real time.
I agree with you, whether it was a hip flexor or a groin strain. I thought the same thing as you.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next.